Perfectly Sane Show, episode 286.
Okay. Ayo.
I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
That's going to be my catchphrase. Oh, God.
Fozzie is here momentarily.
He's an old man.
Oh, God.
I'm an old man.
Jeff as well.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Peter.
What's up?
we're going to spin things around a little bit here. Jeff has worked up a game show for us. If you remember, about 10 or so episodes back, we did a game show that Jeff put together.
I hope you don't remember because it was horrible.
It was great. I actually listened to that episode. It was so funny. Listen how mad you motherfuckers are getting. So you could hear the defeat in Tony's voice where he's like, I don't know. I have no idea. Like, he's starting to get mad about it. It was fucking great.
All right. Well, we're because Fozzie has to leave us.
Hello.
We're going to let Jeff run this game show first. So Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
People excited.
Take it
Welcome.
Away.
Welcome to episode 2 of the Perfectly Sane Show game show. Once again, we have 3 rounds. Round 1 is trivia worth 1 point each. Round 2 is Metacritic Masters, 2 points each. Round 3 is Name That Game Music. In that round, you can wager any points you accumulated on any answer.
So it's like Final Jeopardy style?
Yeah. Yeah. How did you catch on to this? Yes.
I think Jeff is like a game show host name.
I robbed from Merv Griffin.
I'm going to go with Pat Jackoff. I think that should be it.
Pat Jack. All right, so.
No, Pat Jackoff.
Spin the wheel, Vanna.
For all of these, it's not like someone buzzes in and gets the first answer. We're working on an honor system. Everyone gets to give their own answer. Make your best guess if you don't have an idea.
Write it down, then give it to Hefe.
Yeah, that would be a deal. don't be looking it up on Google.
Yeah.
Don't steal from someone else.
Yeah.
Just give your honest best guess. All right. It's not like you have to be the fastest to answer here.
So I assume, if multiple people get the correct answer, they each get 1 point.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Yeah, it's like press your luck in that way.
Sure. All right. Everyone, Pat Jackoff. Everyone's ready for this. Y'all ready?
Press your luck.
Alright. Sure. Round 1 trivia, guys.
No
First
way.
Question. Here comes the softball.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, we're doomed.
This director of Braid is releasing his follow-up game, The Witness, in 2006.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
I think I know this one.
I do.
Yeah.
Alright, should we just say it?
Are we going to go in a circle?
Throw an answer out there, Fozzie.
I'm going to say Jonathan Blow.
Yeah, it's
what I'm also saying.
Can I say that too, or would that be wrong?
Yeah, sure.
Everyone cheated. Anyway. Everyone cheated off of me, so I'm going to go last from now on. The rest of the game.
Fine, go ahead.
All right, Fozzie went first this time, so next time
Chris,
he'll go last.
Yeah.
Keeping track of points, Chris, because I tried to do that last time. It did not end well. All right.
It was like negative 5 and like negative 3. And I had
Pat Jackoff can't multitask.
We give him too much work.
All right, question 2.
Yeah.
What is the name of the new game from Twisted Metal director David Jaffe?
Ooh, I know.
I do know that one.
Drawn to Life.
Drawn to Death.
Fuck you, Peter. Fuck you.
Is it Drawn to Death?
Live and let live.
Everyone can give their answer.
No, I'm going to go off this honor code or honor system. I didn't know that answer, so I'm...
Yeah, I didn't know it either. So
I won't.
So I get half a point because I knew Drawn.
No.
So you got Peter with 1 point on that?
Yeah.
All right.
Question 3. This 2003 game featured Snoop Dogg as an unlockable character if you collected 30 hidden dog bones throughout the city.
Okay, I think I know this one.
2003. Oh, Jesus. I immediately thought of Call of Duty when he was the voice pack.
Right, that was what I first thought of, too. Did you say 2003, Jeff, or 2013?
2003 game.
Okay, you know what? It sounds stupid enough, but I'm going to say, like, Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Okay.
I'm going to say True Crime LA.
Okay.
That's my guess, too.
All right.
I'll go with True Crime.
It's about LA.
I think y'all evened it up with Peter there.
Cause yeah.
True Crime, Streets of LA.
Oh, shit. Okay. Because Collecting Bones sounds like something dumb, then.
It does sound like something dumb.
It does sound like a Tony Hawk thing. It is something dumb. Oh. And the game was pretty dumb, but also pretty awesome. All right. We're going to start stepping it up here, boys.
No, this is good.
My beer is terrible, so I need something to entertain.
Which now defunct company developed Doom 64 for the N64's launch? Hint, it's not id Software.
No, I think it's Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley, what the fuck?
Silicon Knights.
Okay.
Yeah. I would not guess that, so I'm going to guess Rare.
Okay.
Except Rare's not the defunct.
Rare's not defunct. I mean, maybe in spirit, but...
Rare.
All right, Fozzie's going Rare.
Yeah.
Fuck THQ.
Okay.
But THQ is a publisher. Wouldn't it have been somebody they own.
Shut up, Peter.
He said company. He didn't say studio, but you're probably right anyway, because I have no idea.
All right, Jeff.
Did you guess, Chris?
Yeah, hey, it's still on Knights.
Okay. You're all wrong. It's Midway.
Is it?
Shit.
Yeah, it's supposedly awesome, too. It is completely original Doom game, and it's supposedly really good. So.
Yeah, I played the fuck out of Doom 64.
All right. I never played it. All right, this is a tough one, but this is one that I have talked about before, so if y'all have been paying attention to me while I talk.
Oh, God, that's a
mess. No.
I don't listen to Pat Jackoff. Come on.
Sonic World.
In the 1990s, Rockstar North developed a game with Nintendo of America for Super Nintendo. What was the name of this game?
Shit. Rockstar North. Wait, Nintendo?
Mm-hmm. They co-developed it, so they
and
both.
They were known as Rockstar North at this point.
They were not known as Rockstar North at that point.
It would have been DMA, I think, right? Yeah,
okay.
Yes. Yep.
I don't know.
Let's say.
I don't know either.
It's a Nintendo game. So yeah. It's Super Nintendo, so you could. That should help you a little bit.
Oh, that helps.
I want to see something dumb.
Like Sega that. Fanboy.
I don't know the answer. So if you hear me typing, I'm just looking it up. But
there is no risk in guessing because you don't.
Mario Paint.
Okay.
That's Earthworm Jim.
You're saying Earthworm Jim, huh? You're wrong on that. You know that. You know you're wrong.
I don't know.
Earthworm Jim was on Genesis too, bro.
All right, Jeff, what was it? We don't know.
It was Uniracers.
Okay.
Awesome game, too, by the way.
Oh, I remember that game now.
Very awesome game.
Do you remember it? Uniracers.
I played it for the first time last year, and it was amazing. Like, we had a whole bunch of, like, we had a hacked Wii with a bunch of fucking games on it. And we're like, oh, let's try this one out. And we sat and played the whole game. Like, we got, like, that hooked into it right away.
So is it two up, everyone?
Everyone has two.
Oh, okay. Shit. Big time money.
Last trivia question coming.
Uh-oh.
For 1 point. This sequel to an Xbox 360 launch window title was canceled after 6 years in development because it didn't meet Bethesda's quality standards.
Oh, that's Prey 2.
Okay. Anyone else?
Damn it, Peter. You're right.
Yeah, it is Prey 2.
Bozzy?
I'd be lying if I would have guessed that, although that is the answer. But I'm not.
You're going to agree with it? You guys all are?
I would agree with it, but I'm not going to take it because I would have not known that.
Okay,
just,
Fozzie's...
It sounds right.
Everyone's right except Fozzy, then, because it's Prey 2.
I was going to say, like, Crackdown up until the point that you said Bethesda.
Yeah, the Bethesda one gave it away. Was there another launch title by Bethesda? Or was it just Prey?
I think it was Prey. Because, I mean, Oblivion came out a couple years into the cycle, and that was probably
You know what's funny is I originally had wrote that down as launch title, but then I had to modify it to launch window because I don't think it came out until like 6 months after or something like that. But it feels like a launch title.
Nowadays, the first year and a half is considered.
It feels like it, yeah. Right. All right, guys. So I don't know what the scores are at here, but
everybody has 3 except Fozzie has 2.
Someone's gonna have to start pulling ahead because we're going into round 2, boys.
Wah!
This is Metacritic. Right?
Yeah, Metacritic Masters.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
I'm going to read you
Gem.
A quote from either a Metacritic user or an actual critic, and you have to guess the game.
I would like to, just 1 second here.
Yeah.
Bethesda did not publish the original.
Whoa. Controversy.
But they were going to.
They were going to, yes. Did not. They picked up Human Head. Later on, 2K published the original. Prey.
See, I'm trying to throw you for a little loop there, huh?
You don't even know you're on Trivia. What is this?
That's just you not doing your homework.
All right. So
I mean, to be fair, his question is not factually incorrect.
I didn't say that
the sequel was canceled because of Bethesda. But yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Pat Jackoff is an insult to his profession.
Yeah.
All right.
So literally and figuratively.
Read us the Metacritic, Jeff.
These are 2 points each, guys. All right. If you'd like to play a limp amalgamation of Deus Ex, Crisis, and Bioshock, then this is definitely for you.
Huh. All right. I think you need to give us whether it's a critic or a user.
It's a critic.
That's important. Okay.
You think a user is going to use amalgamation?
I don't know. I'm going to go with because Watch Dogs. Because
it will be like a high 8 or something like that, you know? Like some stupid. Mm.
You said Crisis, Deus Ex, and what was the last one?
It's a limp Bioshock. Amalgamation of Deus Ex, Crisis, and Bioshock.
I like Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs. Okay. Possibility.
Deus Ex. Thief.
I'm gonna say Thief.
Shit, Thief.
Okay. Peter.
Yeah.
Did you guess?
No. Nah, I'll sit this one out.
Alright.
I don't actually like Thief.
Alright, none of you guys get a point.
Damn.
It was Black Ops 3. What critic was terrible.
The critic was terrible at their job, I think.
Yeah.
Critic
was
Jim Sterling.
Yes.
Bioshock?
Yeah, terrible at his job.
I've heard that there's like a lot of sci-fi elements in that game.
Yeah, there is, but I don't see where he pulled any of those.
Any of that.
This is when you've been doing your job for a very, very long time, and you don't know what to write anymore. You're trying
all
to say
the games just blend together.
Games are exactly the same.
It's like, this is exactly like those other games I've
played. There are a lot of critics that are getting that point. Like, Arthur Geese, like, I don't know what these guys, like, they just need to take a break, or they need something.
Go on sabbatical.
Alright, you all ready?
Yep.
You done crying about not getting any points there? Alright.
Not crying.
Alright, for the next game, here we go. It spends a great deal of its energy trying to impress the audience with unparalleled scope. The result is an experience that succeeds in its mission of being a grand experience, but commonly missteps when it comes to fundamentals such as combat, leveling systems, and user interface design.
You're a dick, and you're right.
You are an asshole. Yeah, it is Witcher 3.
And that was Jeff's review.
Yeah.
All right, so wait, who said Witcher 3?
Everybody.
Everyone.
Wow, really? You guys picked up on that? It's probably because it said it had bad combat, leveling systems, and user face.
Sounds like plus, you're for the one who picked the clip.
Nitpick pick on those things in the game.
Yeah,
it's just, like, this comment
dare,
agreed with me, so I would
How dare awesome. A critic talk about the gameplay sucking? How dare they? You're right, it's Witcher 3. And the publication was Game Revolution.
Who?
Noted. What?
So everyone, did everyone get 2 points?
He had to dig to find that one.
Oh yeah. Well, that's what I like to do is sometimes pick a game that's like kind of like super popular and find a negative review and see, you know.
I don't think that's what you did. You're like, I don't like this game. I'm gonna find the publication.
I'm guessing the next one. It's Splatoon.
I actually tried finding a quote for Splatoon, but I couldn't find one that I liked.
Because nobody likes it.
One like, I wanted to find one that would... Anything I saw kind of like would be too revealing of what Splatoon is, so... All right.
Paint a picture.
Although this one might be easy. Although, nice punnery there, Tony. I like that.
Thank you.
All right. This one might be a little easy, though, I think. With the majority of focus being on multiplayer, they sure didn't do a good job making it an enjoyable experience. With no campaign, you have the option of a handful of multiplayer modes, and there are only two worth playing, and single-player battles, training, and survival. Hardly any customization, bad maps, and generic shooter gameplay make this game a dud.
Battlefront.
Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, I want to say Battlefront.
I'll go Battlefront.
I think I've read that review, too.
I think I dumbed this down for you guys too much, because it is, and it's from Metacritic user Golden Visor.
Oh, wow.
That's actually a really smart...
I mean, that could have gone... Battlefront was definitely the lead. I did think for a second about Rainbow Six Siege.
I did, until he kept talking.
Yeah, he kept going, though.
To be fair, I've been watching a lot of videos about Rainbow Six Siege, and if I had a bunch of other people to play with, that game would be awesome, especially if it were free.
You can play with Don. He loves it.
Hey, yo.
He has it on Xbox, though, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
All the cool people.
I don't do that shit.
You need to get an Xbox. The rest of us have one.
He has one.
You have one.
I do. My dad has one.
Your dad is smart.
My dad doesn't use it to play games. He uses it to watch TV.
Let's ban Peter from this podcast. Let's get his dad.
Hey.
Go get your dad here.
He's asleep.
All right. Jeff, what's next?
We got one more in the Metacritic category here.
We're all tied except Fozzie.
Yeah, I think I dumbed this down a little too much.
But this is good.
All right.
So we actually have points going into the last round. Right.
We actually...
In the last round, that's the hardest round.
Ask the damn question.
All right. Mediocrity that makes blatant use of nostalgic love for much better games, sold entirely on the word of hipsters that want to be in on the ground floor of the newest hit. Do not buy or play this game. Oh. Don't even play it if you didn't pay for it. Leave this steaming turd on the sidewalk where it belongs.
Is this some angry
person about Undertale?
Undertale, yeah. This sounds like Sean's review.
So you and Chris are both saying Undertale.
I'm going to say Life is Strange. I don't know.
Okay. Two for Undertale, one for Life is Strange.
Life is Strange is not a bad guess either.
Say the quote again, Jeff. Do it again.
Yeah.
Mediocrity that makes blatant use of nostalgic love for much better games. It's sold entirely on the word of hipsters that want to be on the ground floor of the newest hit. Do not buy or play this game. Don't even play it. Even if you didn't pay for it, leave this steaming turd on the sidewalk where it belongs.
Yeah, so I switched to Super Mario Maker.
Oh, fuck you.
Okay. My God, it's Super Mario Maker. Fozzie deserves to win the whole thing.
Fozzie showing deep-seated hate for Mario Maker there.
I didn't write the review. No, I'm just saying that nostalgia, that's Super Mario Maker.
Okay. All right.
Tony, you got a guess?
I'll go with Mario Maker, too. Why not? Fozzie, you're right. I agree with you.
You're both wrong, because Peter and Chris were right. It's Undertale.
I don't know. I've never played Undertale.
I wouldn't have guessed Undertale. That's why.
And I like it, but I don't really understand like the vehement hatred towards it. But whatever.
Yeah.
Right. People hate everything that's good, though. You know, there are some people who will just turn on it.
I guess.
Chris, whether they can really explain
it. It is. Fozzie, you have 6.
Yeah.
Tony, you have 7.
Yeah.
And Pete and I both have 9.
Okay. So now remember, for this final round, I'm going to play you music from my fucking phone. So
there it is.
So this is awesome.
That class.
Prepare to have 0 points by the end.
You could wager whatever points you have. So, Chris, you could put 9 points up if you're super confident. Okay, if you're not...
Is it just one music thing?
There's 3 songs. Okay. Yeah. And each one you could wager whatever you want. Minimum of 1 point you have to wager.
What?
Even if you're not, even if you're be like, I don't know, I can't guess this.
I think I should wager 0 then.
You can't.
No, you have to wager 1 point.
No, 0.
So just that is what I'm going to do for the first one. I'm going to wager 1 point.
And Yeah, someone's going to take this. Y'all ready?
Shouldn't we say what we're wagering?
Do it.
No, you wager.
It's based on the confidence of our
answers.
Yeah,
it's based on your confidence. Oh, okay. Ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Sure. Here you come with your fucking funny ass bullshit that no one knows.
Hold on. Wait for it. It's going to drop. Yeah. Wait. Yeah, you feeling that?
No. Yeah.
What's the
All right, gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Is
okay.
that like a dubstep remix of something?
Oh, I've heard that before.
No. This is a super easy one. Like, super fucking easy.
So. It's not super fucking easy. Fuck you. But I know it.
It's a Nintendo theme, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Okay, if it's a franchise, do we need to guess the exact number?
It has to be the exact game or no points.
All right. Well, I'm going to bet 1 point. I'm going to say Super Metroid.
Okay.
We'll bet 1 point and tell you to shove this up your ass.
Yeah.
I don't know what
that
is.
That's the spirit.
That's the exact move that Jeff hopes to get from this game.
No, I don't. It's on the tip of my tongue. I was actually going to say Galaxy right up until the drop, and I was like, this doesn't sound anything.
Oh, no,
Nintendo.
No.
Shut up. That's why I can't actually
hear myself think.
Nebulous.
I'm going to guess 1 point and say, like, Mega Man 2.
Okay.
I don't know. Fuck. I've heard that before.
I've heard it before, too. I absolutely know I've played whatever game this is, but I'm not going to get it.
You might as well guess, because you have to give up at least a point.
There should be, like, genres or something.
Well, this should be, you should know this.
No.
This is like, we're doing a video game podcast here. We should know basics.
Yeah, no, it would be
it's
cool.
It's like if I play the Super Mario theme and you're like, I know I played that.
No. I mean, that
it's
would
different
be...
different, though, man.
No, that's
like,
an iconic one. This one is
like,
not iconic.
Oh, I understand.
I'm trying to reach into my mind from, like, the thousands of games that are in there, and I just...
I know. Well, that's what makes this category fun, I think.
It would be more fun if I had some other way of directing my thought, like, okay, this is from an RPG.
Like, you could play a game that I love, and I would probably be like...
I mean, this is definitely a platformer of some sort.
You think so, huh?
I think so. Feel my bones.
Okay.
Wait.
Well, we got two guesses here.
No. Wait. No, I know what this is.
Oh, I know. Wait. Hold on.
Is it?
I'm switching mine. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to go F-Zero.
Fuck you, Fozzy. Okay. Fuck you. God damn it. It's this close.
But I'm still going 1 point. Because I'm not very confident.
Okay.
Can I switch mine to that as well, or...
Yeah, sure. You can do that. You know, just take my ideas. That's cool.
Yeah.
All good.
Now, I finally clicked what stage of Super Smash Brothers I'd heard this song in.
that may have been where I got it from.
That's really sad.
Shut your damn mouth. Correct. It's not like I'm going to remember, like, a 20-year-old game.
Well, yeah, that's the other part, Jeff, that's not really fair for, I mean, Peter or Fozzie's. Some of these games probably when they came out.
Yeah, I'm a baby.
Born yet. Hey, I've seen movies that came out before I was born, and I've played games that came out before I was born.
All right.
Have we all guessed?
Yeah. So
I'm not even guessing.
If I play you the music from Pong, we get that. It goes bonk.
No. I would go. I played this before. I don't know what it is.
Right. That's where I am too. I have no idea.
All
right.
So, what do we got here? Before
I said F Zero.
Two for F Zero, and I said Super Metroid because I have no idea.
And I said
y'all. And y'all throwing up 1 point.
Yeah.
Yes. Fozzie and Peter, you get a point.
Yeah.
Oof.
Oh my god, I cannot believe I reached in there into this
right? plane
of mine and pulled out that bullshit.
Wait.
you could almost
it was killing me because
I'm surprised, Fozzie, that you reached in there because there's so little in there.
fucking
it's tough.
It's very shallow hat.
Well, it's like, you know, like 90% like just stuff, so I had to really just kind of dig out of there. So it was good, though. I got it.
All right, Jeff, come on, play your next one.
All right. Here we go. I don't think it changes much.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is there a drop, or is it literally the same?
We'll let it go and see what happens here. Hold on. What do we got here? We'll go back over to 30 seconds. I probably played this game, too. I have no idea, though.
All right, I'm going to go 1 point. I'm going to use Advance Wars.
Okay.
Only because it sounds... I don't know if it's the quality of your phone or what, but it sounds like a handheld game. So...
Fucking everything is all like old school stuff that I probably haven't played before, so right. It's tough.
You probably played before.
Maybe.
I would say you probably have.
Something like Streets of Rage 2 on there, then we're talking.
No comment.
Shut up, that's not Streets of Rage 2. I know that fucking soundtrack like
that. I'll put it this way, I almost selected that song.
You should have. I would bet all the money. I don't know. I have no idea. 1 point for Double Dragon.
Sure. Yeah, that's where I was going. After you said Streets of Rage, I'm like, I don't think so. Double Dragon sounds.
Double Dragon sounds like a good one.
Am I going to just lead this goddamn group?
We'll follow you. We'll follow.
Oh, if you
follow me.
Yourself, you might want to put up some points.
Well, I was hoping you were going to say like Final Fight or something, so I could say Double Dragon, but.
Well, the problem is that I can't, because I'm not confident in any of my answers, so I'm not...
Yep. All right, so what is it there? We got Advance Wars and Double Dragon.
What about Tony?
He said
Double Dragon.
It's Double Dragon.
I missed that game.
Shut the fuck up.
It's the main theme, which is called Billy and Jimmy's theme.
I have never played Double Dragons in my life.
Get out of here. You've never played Double Dragon?
No, dude. Dude, I played Streets of Dragon, like, Rage. That was my game. Yeah.
When we were kids, like, Double Dragon was pretty fucking big, like...
Was that at Super NES only?
It was NES.
No, it was
dude.
NES.
Dude, it was like I didn't have an NES or Super NES growing up.
Arcade?
It was like... it was like an arcade, like, the types of games. Arcades?
I don't remember playing that in
the
arcades.
Come on, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It was like,
that movie was terrible.
Remember that. Do you wear a beret?
Street Fighter?
No, that was Street Fighter.
That was Street Fighter, yeah.
Oh.
There was a Double Dragon?
There was a Double Dragon movie.
With Van Damme?
I don't think Van Damme was in it, but there was a Double Dragon movie. It was Robert Patrick. Who else was in it? Mark Dacascos and Scott Wolf as Jimmy and Billy.
Scott Wolf.
And Robert Patrick played the bad guy. Alyssa Milano was in it, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, I need to go back and watch this movie.
1994, wow.
And it took place in earthquake-crippled Los Angeles in 2007. So now it would be in the past.
Future's here.
I want to go see this again. I have to watch this.
That's pretty amazing. I had no idea.
It was an $8 million movie. It made $2.3 million.
I do remember, like, dude, that was a huge, like, that series of games. I don't really like that type of game now, but back then, beat-em-ups were, like, huge, and Double Dragon was king, you know? Like,
it was.
Before Streets of Rage 2 came out, it was pretty much the shit.
I mean, yeah, like, I've heard of Double Dragon, obviously, but, I mean, Streets of Rage 2? Oh,
Streets
my god.
Streets of Rage 2 is much better. It's the same thing, just prettier and better music. And
that was the first game I owned. That was my first game, man. I love it so much for that.
I mean, as far as beat-em-ups go, it's probably my favorite. I just don't really love the genre.
All right, Jeff. Right. Last one.
Final one, guys.
Wait, can we get a point tally? All
right.
Now let's do it after. Let's keep it mysterious.
But I don't know what. I don't know how many points I'm winning. I need to bet them all.
Exactly. All right. So well, you're just gonna bet them all. Who cares?
You should have went way stronger in the last.
Dude, I didn't know either or. They were both up in the air. Like I don't know.
Yeah, but it was like one of those things where you could throw it all on the line, go all in, and double.
Well, if the other two Jimmicks would have. All right. Oh, whatever.
So Tony has 7. Fozzie, you have 8.
Yeah.
Pete and I have 9.
All right, guys. Last song coming.
Oh.
I know this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go a little bit longer for everybody.
I think we're all going to bet all of our points.
Dude, everyone knows this one. Change it.
I don't know that. Everyone knows this. Does anyone want me to keep playing it?
No.
No, we all know this already.
Well, we don't, because I don't
know. Yeah, I don't know it either.
Okay, well, I'm going to spend all of my points, and it's going to be The Last of Us.
God damn it, Hefe, your game show sucks. You put 2 hard-ass games, and then this easy bullshit.
Why is this easy?
Because I know it.
The main theme.
It is.
Are you super confident in that?
Yes, that's why I bet all of my points.
200, like, in 1,000,000% confident. All my points.
That would be why I don't remember it, because I did not like that game. So.
What?
The game is garbage. It's a steaming pile of poop.
I will fight you.
That was not our game of the year, by the way.
It should have been. No, it shouldn't. It's not a good game. It's a good story. It's not a good game.
I have fun playing it.
There was another game of the year that I was kind of split between Last of Us and something else. I forgot. That was like, 2 years ago now, right?
Wait.
I mean, my 3 favorite games that year were Gone Home, Transistor, and Last of Us.
I remember there's something else. And I remember me and Fozzie kind of fighting for The Last of Us a little bit, but.
Especially after
not believe you put Last of Us. It's the last one.
I didn't say that I did yet, did I?
Okay.
That's
well,
Last
is that what
one.
It was?
Stop trying to be old.
I don't know.
Alright, well, I'm giving my point to charity, so.
I'm charity. Perfect.
Alright. Jeff.
Yes.
What is it?
Yes.
It's yes?
It's The Last of Us.
It's Homeworld?
I'm surprised how quick Peter and Fozzie were just like, yeah, it's the fucking Last of Us. Like,
you know what? That's the game of the year that they both like.
If it was me, though, and I loved that game, I would have been like, I don't know, maybe it's Red Dead or like, you know.
You would not have been like that.
Yeah, I would have.
You were delusional.
As a blank slate.
That Spanish guitar is iconic to that game. It's like.
Yeah, dude. So it's same shit as in Red Dead. Like, that same
time.
That was different than Red Dead.
You know, guys, what I've noticed in this whole process is that Pat Jackoff is not very self-aware.
He doesn't do
you want to put
a
game of the year from, like, 15 years ago? Then you could be like
right,
for the other ones.
Hold on. You guys are bitching at me because I put old games on there. Then I put one from 2 years ago. Oh, wait, that's a game of the year from a year ago. That's too easy.
Yeah, that is too easy. It's all right,
I'm gonna do a game show next week. We'll see how this goes.
Are you gonna follow the same? Are you gonna follow
the same? Yeah, we'll follow the same
all right,
format.
God, we should all rotate. Right, so I at least deserve credit for coming up with the format.
Yeah, sure.
It's a good format. It's fun.
Well done.
Can I argue about the Metacritic part?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if I like that.
I don't really like it.
I do like it.
I love the Metacritic part.
It's so terrible, but
it's really stupid.
I do like it.
For it to make more sense, you have to give more information. Like, this reviewer gave it this score, or this user gave it this score, and the game is from this year.
Oh,
because it could literally anything.
I thought about giving it, like, telling the score, or I thought about telling you guys, because all the ones I picked for this one was from last year. Which, the first time we did this, it was, like, all over the map. Like, I think one of them was, like, Gears of War 2, you know? It was, like,
yeah,
all over.
Yeah, well, and I think if you do that, you can be less obvious with the remarks made about it.
Yeah.
It isn't so clear what game they're talking about.
Like I said, though, I was trying to dumb this down for everyone here, because they all fucking bitched at me the whole time. This is too hard. No one could do this. And so I was like, all right.
Well, it was too hard, and no one could do it.
And now I guess I made it too easy.
You picked only games that you played like no one else did. So.
No, I didn't. Well,
yes,
I mean,
you did. You really did. You actually did.
See, I could only choose things
whatever.
That
it doesn't matter. Hefe, you did a good job. But for real.
I'll take it.
If you want to keep the Metacritic thing, that's your prerogative. That's a whole different game show for Chris. I'm going to make my own game show. I like the first and last parts of it. But that Metacritic will not be in my game.
All right.
Can I say something just to somebody who's – I used to work on, like, game show stuff? Sure. Normally you have more than one person write the questions because one person only normally knows, like, a subset of stuff.
I
so if you have two people working together, you tend to get, a broader
All right. Well, why don't we do that? Why don't two of us?
Here's what I will challenge you to do. I would love to be a contestant. I would not love to always write the game shows. So, yeah. You guys
say
all
the
write
word.
Game shows. Okay. So, who won?
Peter did.
Yeah.
Getting more points than
Look
me.
Look at that. Look at this guy. He just came in here. This young little scallywag fucking.
He literally got
all
his
out.
Points off of one question.
He was fucking doing
no,
pretty
he,
good.
He did well. He did well.
I did well in the first round. That's what got me ahead.
No, he did. He did.
He wasn't whining as much just, about, oh, this is from the 90s. I can't remember that.
That's because he doesn't have the experience
he,
with
he
you.
He wasn't even.
Do.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not willing exist. To say, Jeff is an asshole.
It's true.
All right.
Yeah, that was fun.
Congrats to Peter. You win.
Thank you. Now the show can start proper.
The prize
sure.
is gold.
Hey, man,
chalice.
I was hoping to get that back-to-back Hefe win, but it wasn't meant to be.
You could have easily had it.
I mean, I guess.
You could at least.
I mean, the thing is that, like, if I was even, like, seriously, though, both those answers was like, these sound like the right genre for this type of music, and these are popular games.
Here's what you should have done to win. Here's how you would have won.
Okay.
When you figured out F-Zero, made everyone else lock their answer, and then you could have been like, nah, it's F-Zero, and then bet more than 1 point. That would have been
your game show, though. So
yeah,
well,
how would
I know that?
Gives answers.
Because well, you,
I think,
you're like,
I think
whoa,
what
whoa,
we need to
you,
do is
I, you knew
all type them in and then hit enter at the same time.
The light bulb went off, right? So like you knew it, and you should have been like, all right, I want other people to like lock in their
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, that light bulb didn't go off. It was like a hazy ass bulb.
It was
like,
was powering on and like a
it,
slow,
yeah, it was like
rise.
It was like chugging away like. In some
it's such an
ass.
Iconic theme. Like that's like. I was like surprised how much you guys struggled with it, but
Smash
like I said.
I mean, I don't like. You think of franchises, like iconic franchises, like F-Zero doesn't really come to mind. You know, it's a great racing game,
easy,
sure. But,
easy.
I mean,
yeah, I've actually never played an F-Zero.
I mean, when was the last time we had an F-Zero game that wasn't a Smash?
GameCube.
Years.
I played Fast Racing Neo. That's basically F-Zero,
but also not.
It's pretty awesome. Mm.
Well, I do like the game shows, so hopefully we can maybe get on better schedule.
All right. Well, who's
do it like
Chris.
Once a month kind of thing?
Chris, you're writing the next one, right?
Sure.
Sweet. All right. Well, y'all can get to start proper. I'm taking a fucking piss. That was hard work. That was thirsty work that I did there.
Thirsty work.
All right.
All right. Whatever.
BRB. Anyway, now that Jeff's game show is over.
Okay.
Fozzie, you were leaving us shortly.
Yeah, I am.
You have any like gaming moments from the last week that jump out at you?
I won the Super Bowl as the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That would be a moment. That's not going to happen in real life anytime
yeah,
soon.
Well, don't get me started.
That's not
that offense can compete with anyone. If only we had a defense.
And the defense can compete
garbage.
With no one.
Exactly. But that offense is young. No, we get Dante Fowler back, who got injured and was out the whole season. And then, you know, get a couple more defensive picks, and then we're good. Golden.
Is that a Madden 16?
Yeah. Still really liking Madden 16. It's a ton of fun. There's something really annoying about it, and what happens is, let's say you're playing a game, and if you leave, you know, if you turn off your Xbox or something, then you come back and the game should be saved. It'll sign you out if you're in that connected franchise. And then even if you play the whole game, it won't save any of it.
Oh, that's
but it won't really tell you that until like you're done. And then it'll say like you have to sign in and play. Then I do that. And then I go back and I realize like that game wasn't saved at all. And I have to essentially play the whole thing over. So it's kind of annoying. But
is that an Xbox? The only thing, like, does it happen on PC or...
I don't know.
It sounds like do you have to be logged into Xbox Live or?
Yeah. The way is with the franchise is that it's connected online. So after a while, like once you turn it off, you know, EA just server automatically shuts off there. So I mean, gotcha. it's Yeah, I mean, it's a minor issue, but still.
Yeah, so that sounds like it would
why
be
didn't
issue.
You? Yeah, like, why didn't you think about this?
It does sound like it would be an issue on any platform, though, because it's the EA servers. That are...
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Another thing that kind of annoys me just a little bit is the fact that, like, with Blake Bortles in this, that was my first season, right? Like, literally, I threw 50 touchdowns, like, just incredible completion percentage, like, just like a superstar, like godly-like numbers. And he's still a 79, like, going into my second season. So it's like, it actually, I remember back in the NCAA days, like, it did a really good job of scaling. It's like, when you're really hot, you would get, like, plus 8 or 9. And even though they have a confidence thing, which gives you a couple points,
right,
it's, like, not really enough. So it's, like...
Where did
like
you invest his experience points?
Well, I put it on automatic.
Ah.
Even if it's automatic, like, the CPU should know to put it into the right points. I mean,
they don't necessarily put them in the right places.
Yes.
Plus, I mean, that value actually doesn't matter that much. Like, the one that raises it the most when you get quarterback is awareness.
Right.
Which is sure. Not really necessary if you're actually playing in control of the player. For a quarterback, anyway. It matters for receivers and other positions.
Right.
But,
I mean, obviously, you know, I had 50 touchdowns. So
right.
it's not like the game, like, hindered me at all. And I'll still be able to put up that many, too. But even, like for example, like Marquise Lee, I scored 23 touchdowns with him, like, broke the single-season touchdown record for a wide receiver. He's still, like, a 79 or something. So it's just, like, you know, it would be nice to kind of see some improvement there, but whatever.
Yeah, I keep getting, like, 1,500-yard seasons from Patriot running backs, and they never get any better. Like,
right, exactly.
Always, like, 82 is, like, their max. They always get stuck there.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's, you know, and that's kind of, like, the bummer when you play, like, franchise modes, because obviously, you know, realistically, you're not going to play out a 15-year career for these players. So a lot of times what you'll do is, like, you'll trade young players that could be good for, like, you know, good players that are older just because you want to play a couple years and be done with
right.
them. Yeah, I mean, besides that, though, it's a lot of fun. What else? I don't know. I've just been kind of in this weird funk where, like, I want to get back into Witcher. I want to get back into Fallout 4. I want to get back into Rise of the Tomb Raider. Then, like, I get kind of, like, flustered. Like, I don't know which of those three I want to start. And then, like...
you got to commit.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, like, now I'm just, like, playing, like, Rocket League and Madden because those games, like, you could take them in small chunks. There's not a lot to, like, commit to with those games.
Tomb Raider's not huge, dude. That's not, like, that's one you could knock out in between Rocket League and shit. No
I problem. Know, but I'm not going to be buying any more Tomb Raider games for a while, I think.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, sorry.
You were my ally.
You want to talk about gameplay that's not great.
I don't get what people. I don't get people like
dude,
what they say.
Seriously,
when people
the
are like,
play is really bad.
But the people be like, but the shooter mechanics are not that good. Like, yeah, it is, dude. It's better than fucking Uncharted, I think.
Yeah,
like,
but
I don't
well,
get what
Uncharted
shooting
mechanics are bad too.
Uncharted is not a good shooter.
You're
about
be like,
biggest...
it's better than Gears 4. Then I'm gonna slap you in the face.
It's like the biggest AAA title like out there, and it's passable for that. Why can't it be passable? Like, I don't know. I just don't get what's wrong with the shooting and stuff in Tomb Raider. Like, once you get the controls down, everything feels, like, silky smooth to me. Like, I don't get what
you
feel
about
that.
It kind of feels janky for me. I don't know. But the thing is that, you know, I don't want to try and, like, do too many comparisons there, but, you know, get to a huge argument. But
no.
For me, like, you know, Uncharted... There's just this really fun, like, they know how to play that story really well, where you can kind of mask that shitty gameplay.
You
I mean,
enjoy the more lighthearted approach that
I do. I do. And that's why, like, Uncharted 2 is kind of revered as one of the best games of last generation, because even with its really bad gameplay, like, the set pieces and
it,
the story.
It
and,
was the Indiana Jones movie we've always
right.
wanted.
Exactly.
Like, the game.
With hot garbage being a gameplay. But again, it was a game where I could play that whole game. I think it took me 2 playthroughs to do that whole thing because I was just that hooked into the overall just unchartedness of it. But with Tomb Raider, she's so serious all the time, and it's just like I understand it's a very dire situation you're in, but it's not fun.
I kind of take it as like a dumb kind of that style of movie, but like that is trying to be serious, so like it doesn't bother me really. You know what I mean? Like it's not like
that's the thing is that it shouldn't
like,
take
it
seriously.
It is corny or whatever. Like it's trying to pass itself off as serious, but it's kind of corny. But like I like that about it. You get what I'm saying? Like I don't know. Like I don't have anything against Uncharted either. I'm just saying like I don't think that the gameplay in either of those games is terribly like awful. Like although there are things,
I mean, it's not broken.
Yeah, but whatever.
I don't know. Yeah, just like the shooting, like portion of it. I don't know. It's just not my cup of tea. But
there you go. Pete.
Yep.
What like gaming experiences you have this week?
I don't know. I've been kind of like unable to play a whole lot, like just out of interest. Like I have Dark Souls sitting here. I bought a bunch of shit from the Humble Bundle a while back that's just sitting there like unplayed. Like I have like Murdered Soul Suspect or whatever it's called.
I want to try that.
I have a couple other ones. I don't know. I just keep like going back to like roguelikes because I can play them for like an hour and feel complete.
Fair enough.
So, I'm actually writing something about that I might try and put up on the site later, but it's just like, kind of don't want to play anything. Like, you know, kind of like what Fozzie was saying, like, you don't want to commit to something, like, huge and stuff. It's easy, you know, and then still feel like,
well, now's the time to do it.
Yeah, I know. Now is definitely
so now's the time to, like, dive fucking balls deep into something.
I know, but, like, I also feel like I just... I'd rather wait until, like, you know, XCOM 2 comes out or something. Like, that'll probably be...
Yeah.
I'm all over that.
Back into
Get
something.
Me in there. I'll take it.
I'm excited for that. Like, the thing... funnily enough, the thing that has me most excited about that game is the improved character customization tools. Which is probably, like... the least interesting thing about those types of games.
Oh, no, that is the most interesting.
That was probably the most fun that I had, and was, like, naming my characters and outfitting them. And...
All right, so I'm not alone.
Now
they could be, like, more unique and stuff.
Trying to keep Fozzie alive is always a goal of mine.
Well, I appreciate that goal of yours.
Well, you died in every campaign I played, so...
Oh, for XCOM, yeah.
You died in the last mission of.
I know. You did a terrible job.
But I won. I saved humanity from the alien race.
Well, but you didn't. Evidently, they won.
It's all a dream. Well,
Fozzie was the only one who died. Jeff was still alive.
I don't know that everyone.
Oh, shit. I was in the game. Cool.
Jeff was like my vanguard. He was up front with a shotgun. He was getting fired on in every mission. Fozzie was way in the back. He was a sniper, but random shot just took him out.
All it takes is one.
Kim was fun.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just sort of waiting for things to kick in again this year, I guess.
Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Any memorable experiences this week?
Oh, there were plenty. Still really, really deep in that Xenoblade hole, right?
Yeah.
Anything fun happened there?
Yeah, something did happen cool tonight. I'm about 48 hours deep in at this point. This is like right before we recorded the night.
Right.
And I'm still going, trying to get my wings, because I want wings for my robot so I could reach the islands in the sky and all that shit, right? Anyways, though, so I've been kind of like powering through the game because I want all this shit, right? Like, so I'm going into like boss battles like fucking, you know, not leveled up enough, you know what I mean? And the cool thing about the game is they will, like, if you die 3 times, they'll be like, would you like to lower the difficulty? It'll lower the difficulty for this boss only. And, like, I've been using that as a crutch to get all the way through the game, right? So tonight, I go to a boss, and I'm like, they're getting my ass kicked. I'm like, it's okay. Three times, they're going to lower my difficulty. So I die three times. They lower the difficulty, and I go to fight the boss. And for once, even after they lowered the difficulty, I could not beat the boss. And I'm like, I'm doing everything I can. I was like, all right, I'm going back to town, buying better gear, fucking attaching shit to my gear to level it up, blah, blah, blah. Like, just making sure everyone's wearing the best shit that they have, all this shit. And no matter what, I could not fucking, I could not beat this boss. So I'm like, dude, after 47 hours of playing this game, I am fucked. Like, I fucked myself. There's no way I'm beating this. And then I find out about a whole nother system that's in the game that I didn't know was there, because that's how many fucking systems are in this game that 50 hours into it, I didn't know this. Essentially, you can summon people like fucking Dark Souls, and they'll just fucking destroy the boss for you. So, that was cool. But you're not summoning like an actual online player, you're just summoning their avatar. But you could specify, like, I want a level 60 fighter, and they will come in and just fucking destroy shit for you.
Really?
Yeah, dude. It fucking saved my life, because there was no other way. Like, I would have to just go grind forever or whatever and come back. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Cool.
Xenoblade's the best, guys. Just saying.
I don't believe you, but...
I can't, like, strongly, like you, when you say you, like, played the first one, you didn't like it, I can't sit here and be like, you gotta get it, but I don't know. It's a game that I wasn't sure I liked. I think I hated it the first couple hours, and now I, like, obviously I love it, so.
It looks cool. I want to get it. I do.
Dude, it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel, and that's the thing, too, is that with the three games that I still want to play, kind of am itching for something new, even though I still have these three great games to play. That could be that itch, you know?
Yeah, but this that is a total, it's a commitment for sure, dude. It's a lot of time wasting. Like,
that's
huge
the thing
time
is,
wasting.
Like, you know, I mean, you know, say what you will about Nintendo, and there's a lot you can say about it, but these games are unique, and like Monster Hunter, and I'm not saying that this game is like that, but
it has
Monster
that
Hunter,
feel. It does.
Yeah,
have
I mean, it looks like it. The open worldness of that with, like, Monster Hunter had, like, I just want another Monster Hunter. That game was so good. So
making something called Monster Hunter Stories. It's coming out later this year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it on console? Because I will buy it on console.
No, I think they're, like, forever on handheld now.
Yeah.
Well, it should not be that way. Because, like, dude, that would be awesome on Xbox. Oh, my God, would that be great.
Well,
we'd
I mean,
fucking Monster Hunting every night.
I'll take Wii U, man. Like,
I'll take whatever, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't greedy, but yeah, I mean, why has everything got me on the 3DS? Like, 3DS is fun for an hour or so. It's not like a Monster Hunter where you have to put like a few hours every night in. You know?
It's not like a system I want to sit there and play with friends online.
Dude, yeah, seriously, because then you're just looking at this tiny ass screen and you're like. And that's the problem, is that, like, at least with Sony, they have, like, the PlayStation TV. Why doesn't Nintendo have something like that? All their best games are on 3DS.
Well, they have the Wii U. That's what they should be doing, just putting on the
eShop. That's what I'm saying, is that,
digital 3DS games, put them on the eShop. And...
Dude, like, there is actually a lot of games on the 3DS that I want to play that I just haven't gone to because they are on the 3DS. So, like...
Yeah.
Like, Fire Emblem. Like, that's a game I really want to play, but I can't commit to a 3DS.
Yeah, I don't play it that much. So, I hear you.
Tony, anything jump out at you this week while you've been playing games?
I'm up to 106 hours of play in NBA 2K16.
Jesus.
Good Lord.
Which is a little crazy. I am so close. My goal is to play the game until I get to the achievement for 5 million fans in my career mode. The problem is that I was playing the game with 6-minute quarters before. And most of the... You gain fans for stuff you do during the game. And they all seem to be based on, like, accumulations. So my player was putting up pretty good numbers for 6 minutes a game, but all, like, the real fan numbers you get for, like, putting up 50 points or whatever, and the games weren't long enough. So now I'm playing full-length NBA games, and it's taking, like, an hour every time I play in order to get to my 5 million fans so I can, you know, put this game down knowing that I've done it, and I can't stop. I just can't stop, and it's, like, the only thing I play with. It's very fun. I started off hating the game. I like it more the more I play it. So.
The further you get away from that...
from that stupid movie they put...
Dude, I heard your dead friend talks to you or some shit in that? Or, like, he's, like, a ghost in it?
So, at the very end, the conclusion to the story, he gives this, like, speech while he's dead.
About how he was the greatest part of your life.
Right. It's so horrible. Like, he's done
what
all
the
these
fuck? Horrible
things.
Yeah.
And he's really, like, dragged you down the entire, like, movie thing long. And then he gives this speech about how awesome you are and how great you are. What is
wrong with Spike Lee these days? What the fuck? I heard that Chirac movie was a fucking turd.
Yeah. Did you guys already talk about Oscar noms on Movie Dudes or anything?
Yes.
We did, yeah.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, we could have a field day with that shit.
Oh, we were.
On my end of things, I beat Jeff's Mario Maker level that he had kind of shown me. You gave me, like, kind of the hint on what to do once I got past the big blocks that come down.
Wouldn't you be pissed if you died at that point, dude? Like after getting past those fucking stupid blocks.
Oh yeah. Yeah. At first I didn't realize, you know, you told me about the star, so like once I knew I needed to get the star, it made it a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
Even then, running through there, like the way you have that whole thing set up, if you're running too fast and you don't realize that you need to jump right at the end, you'll end up underneath some spikes as the star is running out.
Yeah.
And it kind of fucks you over. But, so, like, playing your level, playing some other people's level, like, kind of gave me ideas for levels that I put together. And been having a lot of fun doing that. Like, building those levels is a blast.
I've been trying to design a level myself. And I just feel like I'm not inspired or whatever. Like, I'll get halfway through the level and I don't know what to do with it. And, like, I don't really like what I did. And it's just, I can't create anything, goddammit. It sucks. I have fucking Mario Maker block. It sucks.
I do think that, like, after you stop getting the, like, shipments of, like, items to use, it does kind of, there's this weight of just, like, there's so much. What do I do? Like, what? Because as they're coming in daily, you're able to go, all right, well, I'm going to make a water level today
because exactly.
That's what unlocked. Exactly. Like, or I'm going to make a castle level or something like that. It's
like,
a whole lot easier to just kind of like play with those toys.
I have everything now. Like, I'm sure you probably do too. And it's just like exactly what you said. Like when you're unlocking it, like you go, all right, the challenge is to create something out of what they gave me today.
Right.
And then when you have the whole fucking full canvas, you're staring at this blank canvas, and you're like, I don't know. And I gravitate towards those, like, floating platform levels, like, where the platforms move back and forth like that.
Right.
That's just kind of, like, what I like. But I don't know. I don't think I'm good enough to really design a good level. Like,
I don't know. I played some really bad levels in that game.
Yeah, there's some really bad ones.
And then I played some really good ones, and from people that I know, I've played, like, middling ones. Like, some of them have been, like, they're interesting, but they seem to cram too much shit into a level.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to go with, like, 1,000 flaming, spinning, you know, firewalls, and all the torches lighting up at once, and... you know, 60 bob bombs, like, all in one stack. Like, it's like, this maybe don't do so much. Like, that was the first thing, like, I heard when the game was coming out. It's like they were talking to some of the designers, and Polygon actually had a good article up, and like his advice was like, you don't need to like throw everything into a level. You don't that stuff ends up being too much. But
well, like the last one that I made, I made that with that in mind. I'm like, just make a regular Mario level. Like, just try to make a good Mario level, and I think it's okay. Like, it has like an upper and a lower path, and if you go up into the sky, it's super easy. You could just run across right. like the clouds. Lower path is just like kind of like average level Mario level. There's nothing like too crazy difficult.
Like I enjoy making ones that have like long jumps that like you have to hit just right.
Yeah.
And then kind of like working from there. I've actually deleted some of the levels that I already put up, but yeah, I've been having a blast with that and going through and beating other people's levels. And
it's really cool. Yeah. I've been popping in a lot, like, because you got it. It seems like a bunch of other people got it. Now you like added me to like a Facebook.
Yeah, like my friend started my friend Melanie. She started a group of for Super Mario Maker levels because we were just like all sharing them like on Facebook just in general. And she's like, just create a group. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna throw Jeff into that group.
Well, it's really cool because like I'm gonna follow her later. Like I haven't tried any of her levels yet. I think I might have tried one. I don't remember, but you know, I'm gonna add her, so that'll be cool. Like, I don't know. It's social media, guys. It's cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, and like, and after you start following people, good. It's really easy to like just play all their levels, like go through and play them. Like, I mean, our mutual friend Chris that Don knows, like, I've been playing some of his levels. Like, there's just so much fun stuff in that game. Dude.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So playing a lot of that, and Tony and I played some Halo.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Halo. Yeah. We had fun in Halo too.
I don't know if that was memorable for me. I was like the worst I've played Halo in a long time, but
I dominated that last match.
You did.
I was in there getting triple kills, taking all the points.
Yeah, I mean, we won, so like I think we actually probably won more than we lost. We played, so that's always fun,
which is a rare feat for us.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad it was just be nice if we had a fourth.
Yeah,
but because of the, you don't have to like deal with the random, but any more than that, then we're stuck kind of just playing either Big Team Battle or Warzone, and they're not quite as much fun,
right? So it was like back when they were complaining about the number of players in Titanfall.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, there needs to be 12. It needs to be 12 on 12. No, you know what? 6 on 6 is just perfect for that game.
Right.
Because then everyone feels like they're contributing, but it's also not like I walk out and I die instantly because there's 24 people out here, which is what Battlefield is. Like,
or Battlefront, even.
Yeah, we don't need more games like that. The other big thing, kind of like big gaming thing for me this week, though, was I bought a Retron 3 over the... over the weekend.
Right.
And I ended up playing some NHL 94 on the Genesis with that. That game is still probably the best hockey game ever made.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
It looks like garbage now. It's like my wife came downstairs and she was like, she like looked at the TV and was like, she's like, that's really ugly. And I'm like, yeah, there was a time when, like, these graphics look just like regular hockey on TV. Or, like, pixelated Madden. Like, I remember, like, playing those games and, like, this is fantastic. Like,
yeah,
there's something about playing those older Genesis sports games, though, that's not present in the new stuff. I think maybe because they were more arcadey at that point. Whereas now, like I still enjoy playing Madden and NHL, but they've gone more simulation,
dude,
heavy with a lot of it.
R.I.P. NHL Hits, bro.
That was fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Hit the Ice, NBA Jam, stuff like that. Like that I guess that's what took the mantle over later on. But yeah. So now I have a working NES, SNES, and Genesis.
You said you have the Retron 3, right?
I bought the 3, yeah.
Is the controller on that? Does it like look like a Genesis controller kind
of? Yeah, it's shitty. I bought new controllers for. I just ordered them off of Amazon.
Because I think I've seen that one, and like that one is a million times better than the Retron 5 controller. Oh, really? My god, it's so bad. It's like a little brick, like a little like you know rectangle.
So it's like an original NES controller.
Yeah, dude, like that bad, and with these really horrible fucking sticks on it, like it's a piece of shit.
Yeah, the problem with the Retron 3's controller is that you kind of have to have line of sight directly to the console.
Oh, I thought it was wired. That one.
No, they're wireless. So, like, if you're not like, or if somebody like steps in front, like the connection kind of drops out and you're not getting your input. So I bought wired controllers for...
Does that one have all the ports, too?
Yeah, it has all the ports.
Yeah. See, I think the only advantage mine has is you could play, was it Super Famicom or something games on it? And Game Boy games.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I'm not going to play anything in Japanese.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I mean... The Game Boy stuff is cool, but I don't know if that's really how I want to play Game Boy game.
I don't know if it's worth the extra price either.
I got this for $50. It was on sale on Amazon.
Yeah.
And I think the Retron 5, I think I saw it for like $150. So.
Yep. So.
Yeah, I'd say like, saved $100 and it plays the games.
Yeah.
I was a little worried that the NES side wasn't gonna work. Because I was putting the cartridges that I had already had in, like that I had in my old collection, and I think those cartridges are just bad. Because I bought a wrestling cartridge over the weekend, and that one worked. So,
I have a really weird with mine. It's like some read, some don't. I don't know what works and doesn't. Because sometimes it reads and sometimes it doesn't. It's just like the old days, dude. Like maybe it'll read the game, maybe it won't.
Well, yeah, so I was having probably I was able to get the Genesis and the Super Nintendo stuff I had to work, but I couldn't get the NES stuff to work, so I went to this retro game store, and I was like, are you familiar with Retron 3? He's like, he kind of looked at me like, really, dude? Like, you walked past a stack of them when you came into the store. I was like, I got a question, like, I bought one, like, I can't, like, the NES games just aren't working. He's like, well... You had an original system, like, as a kid, right? Like, you know how you used to have to blow into the cartridges? Or it's like, either do that or clean them with an alcohol swab.
Yeah, that works. Clean the connectors.
And so I did that, and I wasn't able to get the NES stuff to work, except for the one that I bought from that store. So I'm like, I think maybe these connectors are just bad. Maybe I just have a bad cart. Like,
it's real hit or miss, dude. It really is.
That stuff's old. Like, I think that's the big problem, right? Like, you're talking 86, so 30 years. Like, for some of that stuff, like, that's that stuff's old. But it's cool to have it. And,
yeah, it's like, a cool thing to have. I don't use it as much.
It's like, I'll whip it out for like parties and like I want to play like the old. Like old hockey and old Madden with my son. Like, well, he likes playing the new stuff. Like, it's like, I'm gonna play against you with Dan Marino, motherfucker. or Wayne Gretzky. You don't even know who Wayne Gretzky is because he retired before you were born.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's that stuff's really cool. But yeah. So that's about it. We got some news, though.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, news?
Yeah. The DICE Awards, the finalists were announced for that. I know Pete wanted to talk Oscars, but...
Oh, no. I was just curious. We don't actually need to talk about them.
I will... I'm going to drop here the five Game of the Year nominations they have. Bloodborne, Fallout 4, Ori and the Blind Forest... Rise of the Tomb Raider and The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt.
This is DICE, you said?
Yeah, this is DICE.
Tomb Raider, most nominated game. Just throwing it out there.
Well, I thought it and Witcher tied.
That's not what I saw. Although I just saw a headline, so I didn't read it, but...
Okay. Maybe I saw headlines too, so...
So it's like looking over this, that could very well be Jeff.
Yeah, just throwing it out there.
It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything.
It means something to me.
We'll give that to you.
Yes, we'll give it to you that it means something to you.
Yes, that's acceptable. I accept that.
I'm not, like, I don't really follow the DICE Awards, but.
When Jay Moore hosted, I enjoyed watching him because he would take pot shots at everything, and that was funny.
What were you saying, Jeff?
What are the DICE Awards? Is it like developers or something? Like rewarding each other? Or
no, it's the arts. It's the Academy of Arts and Interactive Sciences.
Yeah.
Is it like their fucking Oscars?
Kind of.
I mean, kind of. What are the video game Oscars?
It's either them or Spikes or the one.
Oh God, no!
No, the Dice Awards are definitely more.
No, the VGAs are more like the Golden Globes.
Yeah,
we got to pick. What are the Golden Globes?
The tarnished.
The VGAs, or whatever that is now. Okay. The Video Game Awards or the Game Awards. I don't even know what they called it this year because it wasn't what it used to be. There you go. DICE Awards. This one will interest any of you shoppers of Amazon that have Prime. I told Jeff this on our movie show, but Amazon Prime members now get 20% off game pre-orders and new releases that's new releases within the first 2 weeks of release.
Welcome to Best Buy from 2 years ago. Yeah.
They finally decided it was time.
Yeah, just like, hey, we're gonna take out Best Buy.
E-cap them.
So, I mean, I belong to that Gamers Club Unlocked. It's not a bad thing. It saved, I saved the money that I spent on it. On, like, when I bought Rock Band, I made all that money back. So it's $30 for the two-year thing for Best Buy, and then Rock Band was $250, so only cost me $200.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that was nice. But 20% off of pre-orders and new releases through Prime, plus same day shipping, and you get the Prime movie stuff with it as well. Because Prime has turned out to be a pretty good.
Hello, deal, Lego Marvel's The Adventures. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. That's pretty cool if you have Amazon Prime. I don't think anybody here is huge into Double Fine.
Don't do it.
If your answer is then you're not.
I don't know. I mean, I like some other games.
Well, Psychonauts 2 is the next PS2 classic coming to PS4.
Wait, what?
Yes. Yeah, the PS2 classics that they're selling on PS4, like GTA Vice City, GTA 3, San Andreas, Rogue Galaxy.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Psychonauts 2 was the next PS2.
Psychonauts.
He did. I think he meant Psychonauts.
Psychonauts is the next PS2 classic coming to PS4.
I got you. Okay.
Psychonauts 2 just had a successful Kickstarter. Yes.
I actually own Psychonauts on Steam already, but that's cool. I'm glad that they're getting into the PS2 classics thing. If they ever get into the more obscure ones, though, they should give me a call. That's what matters.
Yeah, I don't know if they will.
Nope, they won't.
Although Psychonauts isn't exactly
No, but they got that deal with him for all their remakes and stuff, so I'm not surprised that that's out there.
Kind of does make sense. Homefront, The Revolution.
That had a trailer.
Yeah, it comes out in May. May 20th.
Is that a game worth looking into?
No.
I don't know.
Right? No, right?
It's not done by the... It's because the first one was done by Chaos Studios, which closed down. Then Crytek took it over, and then Deep Silver took it away from Crytek. So I don't even know who's actually working on it.
Did any of us play the first one, though, even?
I played the first one. It's not good. The first one was bad. Yeah. This looks
I heard
much
it had okay
better.
Multiplayer, but it's about as far as I got.
It was an interesting concept for a game. Let's put it that way. the multiplayer stuff. The single player was the single player was like bad. What's that movie? Red Dawn? Was that what it was called? Yeah, it was bad. That I'm most interested in this because it's it takes place in Philadelphia. I want to see if they kind of get the city right. So the last game that did Philadelphia was Heavy Rain. They did not.
Have Frenchmen in Philadelphia?
No, we do have some French people in Philadelphia, but I've never seen the city look like that ever. and most people don't sound like that.
They don't sound like Frenchmen trying to sound like Americans.
No.
Dude, no, do you guys remember, like, we were doing the podcast when that game came out, weren't we? Because I remember bitching about it to somebody all the time about how, like, if the story is the most important part of your game, don't hire shit voice actors. Like, what the fuck are you doing? I don't even know if they're bad voice actors. It was just, the whole thing was bad.
Not culturally appropriate.
David Cage.
Son of a bitch.
Can't wait for that Detroit game.
That looks
Never watched the trailer. I never watched the trailer for that. But I heard it looks cool.
So anybody still have EA access or have EA access? I do.
Oh, yeah.
Unravel, UFC 2, and Garden Warfare 2 are all coming to EA access 5 days early.
It's also coming to PC now.
Yeah, it is called Origin Access over there. There's no option to pay for the gear on PC, though. On the Xbox One, on EA Access, you could pay $30 for the entire year as opposed to the $5 a month.
Oh, weird. So you have to do monthly?
You have to do monthly on PC.
Huh, interesting.
But yeah, it is coming to PC. Unravel, you'll be able to play the first two levels. Garden Warfare 2 and UFC 2, you'll get 10 hours of play. So, it sounds cool.
Yeah.
I want to try out Unravel.
It would be nice to play that for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in. For free.
And you know, if I can get 10 hours of Garden Warfare 2, I might give that a shot, too.
That might be all you need of Garden Warfare 2.
Yeah, I think that might have been all I played of Garden Warfare 1. My son played way more, but...
I still need to use my 10 hours of Battlefront.
Yeah, we could play that.
I haven't touched it.
Whoa. Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, buddy.
I know Jeff and Tony aren't interested. But,
Orange Mocha Frappuccino.
Polygon ran a story about how it won't have traditional difficulty settings. And instead, I guess there's going to be two different types of battle modes. And depending upon which one you choose, it'll depend upon whether you're playing a slower-paced game or a faster-paced game. And that'll affect your difficulty. So, I don't really know if I like that.
I don't know even what to make of that, really. Like, I mean,
yeah, like we pick this one and it's slow and easy, or you pick this one and it's
hard and fast. Which one is the easier one here? I don't know.
It sounds a little nuts, but it's Final Fantasy, so just about everything about it's nuts. DC Universe Online is coming to Xbox One.
Have we seen any pricing models or anything, how they're doing that?
It's
free to play.
But yes, games still?
Yeah, that thing's going to be going strong for quite a while.
Holy shit, isn't that like from like 5 years ago at least?
Yeah.
To 2011, yeah, when it launched on PS3.
That's ridiculous.
And then it was a PS4 launch title. I think it might have been their first free-to-play game.
I know I made a character in it once.
Well, you can make another character on the Xbox One. It was dumb. You didn't like it?
I mean, I'd give it enough a chance, probably. I like anything. If you play enough, it could probably suck you in, right? But, initial impression, I was just like, whatever. Fuck this.
Well, we'll see. I don't think I'll play it, but the option's there. Don will probably play it. He likes free-to-play MMOs.
Sure.
That's true, he does.
Last week we talked about the Oculus Rift and the pricing on that and when it's going on sale. The HTC Vive, which is Valve's headset, no price on it yet, but they did announce, I guess, pre-orders begin at the end of February. I think they should have announced price.
I thought I heard something about it. Want people to pre-order it, before, so they probably don't want to do that yet.
Yeah, I don't, like, if you're going to come in higher than Oculus, though, wouldn't you want to get that out now?
I think it. I thought I saw an article saying that it is most likely higher than Oculus.
Yeah, well, because it's. I guess it needs. Like, there's more room stuff with it. Like you.
Yeah, there's the lighthouse or whatever they call it.
Like stuff you have to like put in your fucking room with you.
Yeah, so that it knows where your placement is, and there's a front-facing camera on it, and. That picks
then it comes with the two controllers as
yeah,
well.
The two controllers, which the Oculus isn't coming with. So, yeah, I'm still really weird on this this VR stuff.
There's so many types of games I would love to make for VR. Like the possibilities there are quite open.
Yeah, dude, still. Just like that, like one mountain climbing game that they're making. Who the fuck is making that?
I don't know. I know what you're talking about though, where you can actually like use your you have the axe and
well, just like the idea of that it's just like it's like a simple experience, but to experience that in VR, like I think it would be like awesome, you know? Like I think there's gonna be a lot of games like that. It's like it's gonna be like flying, mountain climbing.
Well, I think the problem probably at first though is that like. That's all it's going to be is these experiences.
I think like, that stuff's worthwhile, though, honestly. Like, I think that's interesting. Like,
sure, but is it going to hold people's attention long enough? Like,
I don't know.
Until
I have
they
to try
can
and
make
see,
the actual but... games. Like, because, yeah, like, everyone loved playing, you know, Wii Bowling at first, but then the Wii quickly became, like, an afterthought for most people.
Yeah.
So I do wonder if, like, these experiences are going to be enough, like, or if they people are going to want meatier stuff up front. Tony dropped this one in our email.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So Square Enix canceled all Hitman pre-orders earlier this week. And then they announced that they are... ditching whatever their weird release schedule was, and now that game is going to be fully episodic.
What was it before?
I think
so. They didn't make
it
very clear. Yeah, you'd buy the game, you'd pay for like the whole game up front, and slowly over time they would add more. So
Splatoon.
Sure.
Yeah.
okay. But now it's you know, The Walking Dead or whatever. It's.
Yeah, so like based on the article you gave, you dropped here, it looks like on March 11th you'll get a prologue mission and the Paris setting, and then after that there will be monthly releases with Italy, and then Morocco. Thailand, the United States, and Japan coming each month after that. Go ahead, Jeff.
This is the future Fozzie wanted us to live in. Remember, he was the one who like ushered in the episodic era, and now look at what has he wrought.
He's taking a AAA game, but now they're chopping it to little pieces.
Yeah, I don't. Really like the episodic model anymore. Let me just play at the pace I want to play. Like I can make it episodic by myself because some days I can't play.
I honestly
you know think
the episodic has more to do with development schedule and.
Yeah, it's just a weird. It's becoming a weird. Yeah, business model now. I get it, but.
What's to stop them from being like, oh, nobody's bought our previous few installments, so we're just gonna let it end.
Right, like. Tony goes. He buys the prologue and the Paris one right for $15. In March, and then he drops another 10 in April for Italy, another 10 on Morocco, but he's the only one doing it.
Right.
And then, like, he's waiting for Thailand, the United States, and Japan, and they're like, yeah, nobody's buying this game, so we're not doing anything. You only get, like, it would really be, like, a weird TV show thing, like, on Fox, where they're just, like, halfway through a season, they're just like, this show's over.
Right.
And you never hear from it again.
Yeah.
You guys probably don't remember this. Lego the Hobbit?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They did the first two movies in the game, and then they had planned on releasing the third movie in the game shortly after the third movie came out, but the third movie came out and the series had already tanked. And so they ended up never doing it.
Yeah, because everybody hated that movie.
Huh.
So you're left with this game that's incomplete forever.
Right, like, you only have two-thirds of the
shitty
story.
You got, like, the dragon, like, flying off into the sunset. You're like, okay, what happens next? I guess we'll never know.
To be continued or not.
So I'm, like, I'm looking at Hitman. I'm like, I want to play it. I love Hitman, but I think I got to wait for them to finish it. Don't I?
Well, I don't know. Like, the way they made it seem was that it wasn't, like, super story-based either. So I'm not entirely sure you're going to... Like, it just seemed like the original release or the concept made it sound like, hey, it's super sandboxing. We're just going to write a bunch of missions, but none of it's going to have, right, like, its own story tied to it.
Which also sounds really weird. Like,
but you also think about, like, do I want to spend months and months playing Hitman? Because that's what this is going to achieve. And I'm not sure I want to do that.
Like, we were just at the, you know, the last segment there, we're talking about, like, Fozzie going, he didn't really want to sink into anything long term, and Pete said he didn't want to sink into anything long term. Like, this game is literally asking for 6 months of your time.
Yes, but not all at once.
Right, like, but like, I'm going to have other stuff I want.
Feels better because of that. Like, it's like, oh, okay, well, I can just play for like 2 or 3 days, and then I don't have to worry about Hitman again for another month.
Yeah,
but that
like,
doesn't
like,
sound appealing. Like, I want more than that. If I like something, I'm going to play for 2 or 3 days and be like, okay, where's the rest of it?
Yeah, I don't like that model. Like, I just don't... Like, I don't dislike episodic model, but this seems... To me, this... I'm not sure I'm on board with, like, a AAA game getting pieced up like this, because if I were to sit down and start, like, Assassin's Creed, and then I stop playing it,
exactly.
And then, like,
yeah,
the likelihood of me going back and playing that game again diminishes exponentially.
Like, weirdly, I think it was only, like, I happened to finish The Witcher, but... And that was a game I put down multiple times, but I really wanted to finish that game. So I'm wondering, like, if this works, like, that's gonna be... It's a weird thing. I hope this isn't what they're going to do with Final Fantasy VII.
This actually sounds very much like what they'll do with Final Fantasy VII.
It's going to be nuts, right? We'll see, I guess.
I just hope this is not some sort of standard that, like, all games become, because... No.
Right, can you imagine, like, Just Cause 4, and, like, you only get, like, the first section of the island?
Or, like, yeah, anything. Like, fuck all that, dude. No.
All right, I got one last piece of news here. This kid in Canada, he ran up $7,600 on his dad's credit card playing FIFA.
His first mistake was playing FIFA, but.
His dad said that he'd given his 17-year-old son the credit card for emergencies. which I'm not sure playing FIFA qualifies as an emergency. But evidently he told his dad that he thought he was just using it for a one-time in-game payment on Xbox. But somehow it was a recurring payment. Which to me doesn't make any sense. I've bought a lot of stuff on Xbox, and every time I were to buy something, asks me to reauthorize, like if I buy multiple DLC packs in Rock Band, like, each time I click on something, it's saying, hey, we're going to charge you $2 or 99 yeah. cents or whatever. There's no way that this kid did not know.
Oh, he knew. Yeah. I think he's just hoping that his dad doesn't.
It's stupid. Like, ah, oh, that's nuts.
How much did he spend?
$8,000.
Yeah, $8,000.
How much?
$80,000?
No,
$8,000.
Okay.
But still.
Like, that's okay. A lot of money.
Yeah.
Evidently, this is from a Yahoo story, so not the best games writing here. They have Kanye West said, fuck any game company that puts in-app purchases on kids' games. I guess his...
Northwest has been buying stuff.
Yeah. Evidently, North was wrapping up some charges there. Evidently, Microsoft is looking into it, but...
I mean, they don't actually, like... There's no legal reason for them to ever give that dude his money back.
No. Evidently,
like, he's the moron for giving his son the card. And his...
Yeah. Well, the guy was told by the credit card company he would have to pay the bill unless he wanted to charge his son with fraud.
Right.
He said he doesn't plan to do that, but...
he should threaten, just to, like, scare the shit out of him a little bit.
Yeah. Evidently, one UK father did do that in 2013 to avoid paying $5,600 in Apple in-app purchases made by his 13-year-old son.
He's a minor. His record will be expunged.
That's right. It's like,
oh, my God.
Charge his 13-year-old kid. It's hysterical. UK cop reports son for fraud after Apple refuses to refund in-app purchases. So don't give your kids credit cards.
Right.
Because they'll do stupid things with them. Anyway, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week. Resident Evil comes out next week, I believe.
Yeah, I think it does. You know, what's funny is I don't work until the day it comes out, and then I have to work the whole rest of the week after that comes out.
Well done.
Well, I guess I'll at least get to finish Xenoblade over the next 4 days. So
sure you will. Sure you will.
I've same. Like sitting here over the last couple days, tempted by the Assassin's Creed Chronicles India game, and evidently Rebel Galaxy just came out on Xbox One, which I had been interested in, so I'm trying to not buy them. Rebel Galaxy is like the space trading sim fighting, like space game where you control like a capital ship.
Oh, that could be fun.
And
Rebel Galaxy. I was thinking Galaxy, and I was like, really? Wait, what?
No, Rebel Galaxy, where, you know, you go and you pick up missions at the bar.
Yeah.
And...
I get the two games confused because they're both Galaxy.
Yes. I don't know, it looks pretty cool. I got to see how it controls. It's like, I'm kind of hoping for a more, like, action-oriented space game. But I haven't checked anything out on it. Anyway, it does look cool, so...
No, it does look pretty cool.
I'm trying not to buy anything right now, though.
So. It's only $20, Chris. Come on, you gotta do it.
It's like I was sitting there, like, Assassin's Creed Chronicles was only $10. Like, but I'm not done Assassin's Creed Syndicate yet. And
I haven't played all the games I got over Christmas, you know?
Right,
yeah. Game.
And, like, I want to play Far Cry Primal.
Like, going up on the site?
There's supposed to be a chivalry review that
never Don decides.
Hard one.
I bet he's forgotten. He should.
Yeah. Yeah, I should remind him. And he was supposed to do a 3 for Thursday this week, but it doesn't look like he did it. So, I don't know what else is going up this week. I think Tony just got this War Mine.
Yep. For Xbox One.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, the expansion, right?
It's the core game and the expansion.
Okay.
They come together on Xbox One.
Oh, okay, cool.
Gone Home just came out on Xbox One and PS4. Actually, there was a load of games that came out today, indie games, on both systems. So, I don't know if we'll get to play any of them, but there should be some content next week.
Nice.
Hopefully, my Europa Universalis 4 expansion review.
Hmm.
Again.
All right.
Take two.
I'll take like five.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Well, is this the fifth expansion?
I think the sixth. It might be the sixth. I skipped one of them, so.
I got to give them credit. They support the hell out of that game.
They do. That game's been around for several years now. There's been a bunch of expansions.
So, yeah, and maybe if you guys are around, play some Halo over the weekend.
Halo.
Pete doesn't play Halo.
No.
I would play, but Xenoblade. Like, once I'm done with Xenoblade, sure.
But... So, we're never going to see you play Halo. You're never going to finish that game.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I'd like to play it more, though.
Also, man, we should have talked about Alan Rickman. Just fuck that. But...
Yeah.
Video games? I want to play that video game about Alan Rickman.
I would. It's called Die Hard, man.
You actually can. I believe there is
a Die Hard video. Yeah, it's a PS1 game.
And he is they have his digitized self in there.
Classic. Never played it.
Yeah, I mean, Alan Rickman, awesome actor. Like said Jeff was saying, it depends on when you were born as to like who you associate with.
Not necessarily. I associate him both with Snape and Hans Gruber.
Yeah, I guess it's just me. I never watched Harry Potter or like read any of the books. So
how dare you?
I know.
Told Jeff on Movie Dudes. I weirdly associate him as the Sheriff of Nottingham.
So. I actually know of him from that movie too.
My mom was obsessed with the movie Quigley Down Under.
Okay.
Rickman is the villain in that too.
he was a great villain.
Yeah.
He's fantastic in Galaxy Quest.
Yes.
I really like him in Dogma. I know Jeff's not quite a big fan of that, but
I like him in Dogma though.
Yeah he's good there.
But dude, like he's so good in Die Hard. Sorry, yeah. I have to go back to that one.
He is. It's been a
week.
Kind of a sad start to the year, but yeah, David Bowie going. And, I mean, I'm not even a big David Bowie fan, but...
What?
I'm not either, but still, like...
Yeah.
Like, dude still
I'm big
looked
enough.
Like he had, like, another 50 years left in him. Like, he looked way younger than he actually was.
Oh, yeah. Like, and just from, like, movie side and, like, Labyrinth. And,
mm-hmm.
And he was in The Prestige as Tesla.
Like, that's right.
Like, but... Anyway. Yeah. So... Alan Rickman, David Bowie. Here we go. Jeff, say goodnight.
Goodnight.